Well, hello and welcome back to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Essengill, and this is my uncontrolled, very censored podcast. You can find A Fistful of Truth on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, and much more, all listed at the Anchor.fm portal. You can also find me on my blog. Thank you to the 1 million plus, 13,000 plus hits on the blog at DelaraEssengill.blog. You can research a lot of different topics, all archived, all nicely presented, all easily searchable with any keyword in the search bar. You can type in any keyword. You can type in what's really in the vax. Don't shed on me. The walking, shedding jabbers. These are all just some of the blood currency, saving the children, no mercy, Baphomet genetic manipulation, Babylon is falling. All sorts of information has been archived on the blog for your easy convenience. And guess what? It's free. You don't receive any clickbait, no advertisement, nothing to pop up, click through. All you got to do to make sure you get the information, because I am probably, I believe I am the most censored person in this entire movement, except for a few people. But when it comes to the average person that's just out there trying to tell you the truth, I believe I'm one of the most censored. So the way to make sure that you get the information, that you get the updates, I can't stress this enough, and many people just don't do it, but last minute, you guys are going to want the info, believe me, and you may not be able to get it. Don't be too late. Enter your email address on the right side. All you get is a notification that there's a new post, and you're able to see it because they censor me. They censor me to the point where you can't even get to my blog sometimes. If you're looking for the latest podcast, if you're looking for the latest blog post, you want to find it all in one convenient location, I urge you to visit my website, www.afistfuloftruth.com. Has all the latest podcasts, blog posts, and much more, all in one convenient location. Thank you to everybody who writes in. Thank you to all the Anons that have been writing in. Thank you. I want to take a moment to thank you, everybody who participated in World Water Festival Prayer Day in Japan. My dear friend, the departed but still with us, Dr. Masaru Emoto, he used to pray over this area in Japan, over this body of water, where Hiro Emoto, his son, who is the head of his offices of Dr. Emoto over in Tokyo, Japan, has taken over since his passing of Earth School, is graduating from Earth School. That's what Dr. Emoto always used to say. I said, what do we do when you're not here, Dr. Emoto? He said, because I'm graduating from Earth School and I will always be with you. So I had a dream some time ago. And in my dream, Dr. Emoto said, I will be contacting Hiro. I will be talking with him about this World Prayer Day. So here it is. It's come into fruition. Many wonderful people from Dr. Konstantin Horatkov and also Dr. Pollock from the University of Washington, and a wonderful, a dear friend, an amazing human being that I have so much respect for, Dr. Len Horowitz. If you haven't seen DNA Spirals, DNA Sacred Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, you can Google probably won't tell you. See, this is where you got to go to my blog, DelaraEssengill.blog, and type in DNA, Dr. Horowitz, Len Horowitz, and you'll find the article and the YouTube channel that's also censored. He's very censored, folks, and you can find out what he says there. But all these people came together to put our intentions, and thank you for the patriots out there, the worldwide children of the Almighty Father God. You don't have to be American. You don't have to be Japanese. You don't have to be from Africa, Asia. It doesn't matter where you're from. You just have to be a human being who's a child of the Most High to pray for our humanity. Pray to Almighty Father God. Pray to Jesus Christ. Pray that we are delivered, that we are delivered from this evil that has permeated our society, our earth. And that was a wonderful prayer event yesterday. I went to the ocean. You send our intentions into the water, into the earth, into the atmosphere, to God Almighty. And water carries information. You can check out Dr. Pollack's work at the University of Washington over there. So thank you to everybody who participated in that. That's going to be happening yearly, and I believe more often than not, there's going to be other prayer events that I'm going to be featuring here on this podcast with some of our mighty prayer warriors. I won't be announcing who that is, but I do have a very special guest this week on Thursday on Health Matters. And I'm frankly mind blown to talk with this person and blessed more than blessed by Almighty Father God. So in the meantime, stay tuned. I am back, folks. You guys were wondering what happened. I had to take a break. I've been doing this every day. I had a job. I had a company. I had a life, just like the rest of you. I also was starting a new company for the person I was working for at the time before the pandemic hit, before our lives changed. And guess what? God has to stop chopping down the tree to sharpen the axe. You got to take the car in to make the transition from a new transmission or a new engine or new brakes. You got to stop the car, folks. You got to stop it to work on it. You can't just go keep going and going. So there's parts of our society that are stopping right now because we need to make changes. And ultimately, it's God that's doing all of this. Almighty Father God, He's putting the brakes on society because there's things that got to change. We have been permeated by evil. The enemy is a deceiver. Check out that article at DelaraEssengill.blog. And we need to be freed from all of this madness. And none of us are free until all of us are free. And those that don't choose to be free, they're out of here. They are passers-by. They are just passing through this life. And they're going to have to come back and do it again. And it's not going to be as easy as it was for them this time. So repent, follow Jesus, follow God, and that's all I can tell you. Don't follow any man, woman, anything like this. Follow the Almighty Father God, and through Him, through Jesus Christ, through the truth, is the only way we're going to be set free. It's the only way to the Father. It's the only way. So in the meantime, amen, amen. In the meantime, I am back. I took some time to work on this world prayer event and gather some things together, and I had to take some time off to work on a project that I can't talk about because the enemy is out there. They're listening, but it involves health and wellness. It's amazing. And I am an active participant in this project as well as a receiver of this amazing technology. I mean, people are talking about all sorts of technology out there, but it's all a big lie. I know what's real. I know what the elite use because I've been around them and I worked for them, so I know what they're doing. None of these truthers out there are telling you the truth about any of this technology. So, you know, you guys are all spending money on a bunch of crap. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. If you're going to invest in your health, invest in some prophylactics, get yourself on some ivermectin, some HCQ, all right? Get yourself on these things and take care of yourself. You know, don't be trying to boil up a grapefruit peel at home unless you have absolutely no other options. You know, don't be rubbing up some kind of oil on your forehead and chanting to the gods of 5D. That ain't going to save you. That's demonic. So I'm just telling you right now, the chanting part to the 5D, not the boiling up of the stuff. But I'm telling you right now, the information is out there. I've given you reference after reference after reference on my blog. At DelaraEssengill.blog, I've been posting day after day after week after month. Health professionals you can trust that you can see over Zoom that can get you what you need. If you haven't done it, don't wait till it's too late because it's going to be too late soon. I had amazing people on the show like George Pittman. That man showed up by the force of Almighty Father God and gave you guys How to Survive the Storm, a three-part series. He prepared a document. How many people downloaded it? How many people took it seriously? What's going to happen when shit hits the fan? What are you going to do when there's no food left on the shelves? And I'm not fear-mongering you. It can happen. Look what happened with toilet paper. Look what happened with toilet paper. People are insane. They do crazy things. You can't rely on people. You got to rely on yourself. You got to rely on your intuition. You got to develop your discernment. Go check out Surviving the Storm at DelaraEssengill.blog. Listen to those episodes. You want information from real people? Check out A Fistful of Truth. I have a bunch of amazing guests that have showed up and told you the truth and nothing but. So don't walk with a crowd in the wrong direction. Stand alone. It may not be fun. And it might suck to have to do that walk by yourself, but it's going to get lonelier and lonelier, and your circle's going to get smaller and smaller. So I am back to deliver and speak the truth. A little bit about me. If you haven't tuned in before to this podcast, there are a bunch of new people that have been showing up. So thank you to all the new listeners. There's no way to donate to this podcast. There's no way to donate to the blog. The way you do it is you click copy and share the link. You enter the email at the blog to follow, and that's it. That's it. That's all you do. You copy and share the information. I rely on you guys to do it because I am banned on every single social media platform there is. So today is Monday, October 17th, one of my favorite days, the 17th. October 17th, 2022, we are back with the regular programming for now, but I'm going to change everything If you check out the program guide and the podcast description, you'll see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what goes on here on A Fistful of Truth. That'll be the same for a little bit till I restructure everything because, like I said, when shit hits the fan, excuse my language, we're not going to be really interested in secrets of celebrities or a fistful of laughs. Yeah, we need to laugh, but we're going to be wanting to know what's happening every day. And if there's power, and I've got the life in me by the grace of God, and I wake up and I breathe every day, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, I will be delivering to you the truth and nothing but. But in the meantime, like I said, the enemy's out there, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. We're going to be sticking to today is Monday Matters. Monday Matters is features guests from all 50 states, united, not divided, and patriots worldwide. But today's Monday Matters is a welcome back. Welcome back to A Fistful of Truth on the 17th of October, 2022. So let's talk about what's going on in the world today, because that's what Monday Matters is. What matters and what's going on? You can count on once a week, well, every day, but you can count on once a week. You'll get the updates because things don't change that much. And this show is a little slower than all of you guys think. So here we go. God is going to make you wait. God is going to make all of us wait through this and wade through this. So if you're not aligned, you're out of line. And if you're not aligned, you're not going to make it through the line. You won't be able to hold the line. There is no line for you unless you are in line with him. That is my message first and foremost today. Secondly, a lot of you are just surfing the internet. A lot of you are just going from one channel to the other looking for crumbs. There is no crumbs. None of the people out there, minus a few of them that you know have appeared on this podcast. But there's not a lot of people telling you the truth. So stop wasting your time. Stop looking for information that's not going to change your life, okay? A post about Joe Biden that doesn't exist isn't going to do anything for you but waste your time. Time is something you never get back. And a lot of you are wasting time out there perusing through really shitty Truth Social, whatever you want to call them, posts. Twitter is a friggin', I don't even know what to call it, a porta potty at the end of the day at a Grateful Dead concert is cleaner and more understandable than Twitter. Facebook, fake book, Zuckerberg, you know, lizard tit Zuckerberg. He's not even around anymore, but all of these social media platforms, you know, Instagram, whatever you want to call them. I mean, TikTok, for Christ's sake. If you lowered yourself to watching TikTok videos all day long, or even for half an hour while you have your coffee, you're wasting your brain matter. Open up that Bible and read it. Get a book. Read a book. There's a lot of good books out there where the information really is. Don't want to read? Go to my blog. You know what I've done? Archived a bunch of stuff for you guys, like DNA. Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. I keep saying the name wrong, but stuff by Dr. Len Horowitz, stuff by Damon T. Berry that's listed on there, Knowledge of the Forever Time. You don't even have to go look on YouTube and try to scroll through which link works. I've done it for you. There's a lot of stuff on the blog that a lot of people haven't watched. And guess what? If you reject the knowledge, you're going to end up in Hosea 4:6. I'm not actually angry at anybody out there. It might sound like I'm kind of trying to preach to people that are tuning into this podcast for information. I want to get you guys aligned. I want you to understand that you got to be aligned with the Almighty in order to receive the information. You cannot tune your mental radio into God unless you are tuned out of the bad frequencies and dis and misinformation that's out there. I want to talk a little bit today about all of the POTUS rallies. So today's podcast, today's Monday Matters, I want to go over some very important things since it's kind of like, you know, we had a break. It's kind of like school was out for a while and now we're back in school. We're back in learning mode. POTUS has been speaking at one rally after another. I've got notebooks. I run out of notebooks. I run out of pens. I order more pens than anybody I know. I actually run out of pens and ink, writing stuff down because I'm old school. I like to use ink and paper because you can't lose anything that way. Did you guys know that in the White House, they use everything on ink and paper? Like if they want to send a note, they don't do it electronically. There's a reason for that. There are still inter-office memos that are carried through in like law enforcement offices in actual paper and envelopes. It doesn't go through electronic means if you don't want other people to see it. If you're trying to maintain your expectation of privacy, which was a famous case back in the day, Katz versus Ohio. If you're trying to maintain your expectation of privacy, you're not going to put anything on a text message, an internet email, a social media post. You're going to do it on paper. POTUS has been talking at all these rallies. It seems like he's got a script that he goes by. There's a lot of things that he's saying over and over and over again. I've taken notes at every single rally. Snackanon has taken notes at every single rally. Him and I have talked about every single rally to the point where it's almost painstaking. And I really wish I could talk about something else at times. So that's why I needed to take a break, folks. Everybody needs a break. Even God took a break on Sunday when he was making this world. So going back to the rallies, you better be tuning into that. You better not be listening to all these YouTube channels, these daily Patriot reports. You know, you better not be doing that and not listening to POTUS. You're already rejecting the knowledge and you're already done. I'm sorry to tell you this, but if you're rejecting the knowledge, my people shall perish, for they reject the knowledge. What does perish mean? You're dead. You're done. You're gone. Bye. That's it. That's how hardcore this is. That's how serious this is. You're rejecting the knowledge, you're finished. You're already dead. You're just traveling through time to bury yourself somewhere or to drop dead somewhere or to leave this earth. If you want to go on, you want eternal life, first of all, you know what you got to do. I'm not going to go there today. We'll save that for Spiritual Sunday. You better not reject the knowledge. So who do you listen to? You got to listen to POTUS. Who's the leader? Who's the president? He's the president right now. There's some idiots out there, and I'm going to call them idiots, fools. Dummies that think Biden is president. Do you want to be one of those people? I can't even talk to those people. There's a bunch of patriots out there that are just talking about Biden being president. All right, there's an actor that's Biden that's president. We get it. POTUS is still your president. Donald Trump is your president. Whether you want to believe it or not, you want to reject that knowledge, you better get over that hump real fast, because who do you listen to? You better be tuning into his rallies. Now, Snack and I went over every single rally up until like the last three or four. You know why? Because it's the same message every single time. Now there's tidbits. We'll come back and we'll let you know what's going on when it's necessary. But there's tidbits of information that change. The main crux of what he's saying is the same. Why? 16 times something becomes a habit. You got brain patterns in your brain. You got neural pathways that are very, very strong, established, programmed. I have a small group of patriots that I talk with. There's a few of them that are still watching television. I know who they are. I know who they are because I can tell from the way they live, talk, breathe, eat. I can't do anything about it. I'm not even talking to those people that much, to be honest with you, because I can't relate to them because they're on a wrong frequency. They are not on God's frequency. They are on a non-God frequency because they've chosen to plug in their brain patterns, to that TV, to that frequency. There's people watching all sorts of wrong social media channels. There's people tuning in to shillformation. POTUS keeps talking about disinformation. They're not even listening to POTUS. Oh, I already know. What do you know? What do they know? They don't know. So Snackanon and I sat here and said, well, let's try to help them. Let's try to break it down. So we broke it down. We did POTUS Decode Part 1, 2, 3. We did all the rallies. We put up articles, podcasts. Took a lot of time. Did we get paid to do this? No. Did people tune into it that we're supposed to? No. But guess what? Yes. The right people are listening. Who God is choosing to listen and opening up their minds and not tuning in their mental radio to the wrong frequencies. There's a famous saying in Russian, you can't sit your ass in two chairs at once. And you can't listen to two songs at once. And you can't listen to two people at once. You have to tune into the right frequency. We spent a long time decoding those speeches for you. Everything that POTUS is saying is in the speeches. You have to know how to listen to him. So for those of you who don't know how to listen to him, learn. We tried to give you ways and teach you how to fish instead of catching the fish. We tried to explain to you in those decodes, and we did. I think we did a good job of whatever it was that we were able to do. to explain to you how to listen to POTUS. If you're listening to shills explaining POTUS to you, you already got the wrong frequency, wrong station, and you didn't make it past the finish line. This is the truth, folks. This is why I had to take a break, because there's a lot of people, there's levels of learning, and just like there's levels of learning math, levels of learning a language. You can start off by learning the alphabet, how to pronounce the syllables, the words, how to conjugate the verbs. But for you to become fluent and immersed in the culture and understand it, you got to live it, speak it, breathe it, eat it. That's what you got to do. A lot of these people, they tune in, they change a channel. Oh, now I got to hear this. No, that's not how you do it. You learn to listen to POTUS. Who's your president? You better be listening to that president. If your president's Biden, tune out, turn this off, and forget my name. If your president's Trump, keep listening, because that's who's in charge right now. We know about the executive orders. We know about the Insurrection Act. We know. Those of you who are tuned in, you know what matters. It's not Monday matters. All of this matters. What he's saying matters. I'm not going to go over what he's saying in general because they're all in the decode. So go back, type in the keyword. This is the easiest way on the blog. Go to DelaraEssengill.blog. Type in Snackanon. All of the decodes with Snackanon are going to come up. Listen to all of them. Make it your homework assignment. You got something to listen to now. It's entertaining to a degree, as best as we can be during this time that we call. It's informative. It's real. It's truth. What else do you want? Go listen to those and learn how to listen to him yourself. You know, you don't have to listen to me and Snackanon or anybody else. You need to learn how to listen to him yourself. But if you haven't learned how to listen to POTUS, tune in and try to listen. I have an edge. I got to listen to POTUS before he became POTUS, and not on TV. I had a client. It was one of his very close friends in real estate. I got to hear POTUS on the phone with my client in my car. My car had two seats in it. There was no three or four or fifth seat in the back. It was a two-seater car. I got to hear POTUS on a cell phone all the time. I got to listen to how he talks, how he communicates, what he says, when he enunciates things, what his delivery is, how he pushes information through. Everybody speaks to you differently. Your mom speaks to you differently than your dad. Your husband speaks differently to you than your son, your teacher, your boss. Everybody has a way they communicate. I know how POTUS communicates to a degree. I get it. I can hear him. Some of you can hear him. Some of you are very intuitive because you're dialed into God's frequency. That's what you're dialed into. That's why I say go there first. So a lot of the information is already in the decodes. What is POTUS saying? Let's get to that. Let's get to what you want to hear today. POTUS is saying the midterms are going to be lost to the left side, the wrong side, or whatever you want to call that side, the cheating, lying, non-human, inhuman, archon-possessed, demonic side. Why? Because the show ain't over yet. That's why the gas prices are going to go up afterwards. You think the gas prices are going to come down? We're going to kumbaya, go out and celebrate, have a Trump barbecue, put out tailgates and stuff? That's not going to happen. Are you crazy? These people out there still think that everything is going back to normal in their lives. They've forgotten about COVID. They've forgotten about the people who died. They've forgotten about the lockdown. They're out. You know what I see? I see nail salons. I see these women getting these demonic looking long nails. I'm sorry if this one of you out there, don't be getting all witch nails out there on me, okay? I see these women. It's okay. I like to have my nails painted. Don't get me wrong. But I see nail salons filled. I see restaurants filled. Yeah, we got to eat. I get it. I have favorite restaurants too. Guys, I'm not some crazy person. I live in LA and California, for Christ's sake. However, these people are ungrateful. They are ungrateful. They're out there celebrating, drinking beer, going to ball games and strip clubs and whatever the hell it is that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing. They're celebrating the wrong things, materialism. They're not celebrating putting God first. It's a daily affirmation. It's a daily occupation. You don't stand with God Monday through Saturday or just Sunday or 99% of the time. You got to be with him all the time to receive the information. Now, it's work. You got to work on it. You know, I'm not perfect. That's why the Bible says we are all sinners. It is true. And that's why Jesus says, whoever hasn't sinned, you cast the first stone. I'm not casting any stones. But what I'm trying to tell you is, the world is not changing anytime soon. Prayer is going to be the last stand. The last call is prayer. That's the last thing and the only thing we can really do right now. I'm going to be focusing more on that as the days and weeks come up. I think we all need to, especially during prayer day that we just had. A lot of people wrote to me, said, I felt this great peace. I could feel the energy of God. Of course, that's what we're supposed to be doing. The ancient civilizations knew this. The Egyptians knew this. The Vedic people knew this. The ancient Asian cultures knew this. Where have we gone with this? The ancient South American cultures knew this. There's a bunch of other ancient cultures and civilizations we don't even know of. This world is infinite. His power is infinite. We don't even know what we don't know. And all these people think they know everything because they looked at 3 Telegram channels, listened to 1 daily report, and bought something from mypetosupply.com. Now they're ready for the war, the spiritual war. Bullshit, all right? Here's what POTUS is telling us. And go back and listen to the decodes. Go back and listen to the speeches. I've listed them all on the blog. He's telling us that the midterms are going to be lost because we got to show them. You must show them. Then the gas prices are going to go up because they're still not going to get it. And then there's going to be like food shortages and all this other stuff we're hearing about. Yeah, that's going to happen. You know, blackouts are happening. You know why? You got to stop the car to fix the engine. They can't change the power grids without stopping some things. They can't stop the whole world. They're doing it in sections, time zones. We got another one coming up in LA soon. It's not because we don't have power, we're running out of money. Are you crazy? They have to stop chopping down the tree to sharpen the axe so they can start chopping down the tree again. These are very simple equations, folks, but yet people are blinded and they just cannot see. They refuse and reject the information. POTUS is telling you times are going to get harder. He keeps pointing to 10 cents. What was 10 cents? FDR. We wrote about it. It's on the blog. Check it out. Raisin Cane. Yes, sir. These are animals, sir. These are animals, you guys. These aren't human beings, okay? We're not dealing with human beings. We're dealing with possessed, archonic, demonic entities. For we do not battle in flesh and blood here. We're battling in the spiritual realm. When you go to sleep, you're battling in the spiritual realm. When you're awake, you're battling in the spiritual realm. POTUS is telling us things are going to get much worse before they get better. You know, the best is yet to come, but first, the worst is yet to come. People don't want to hear it. They don't want their illusions destroyed. Well, wake up, buttercups, and pass it along. It's going to hit rock bottom like a drug addict, like an alcoholic. Like any kind of addiction, they gotta hit rock bottom. Whatever it is for them, they gotta hit it. As a society, this is gonna hit rock bottom before we can go back up again. We haven't gone there yet. The people in the nail salons, the people still buying the gas, running around, the traffic is crazier than ever. They're all at the theaters. That's not rock bottom. Rock bottom is when you can't feed your kids. You can't find a toilet to use. You can't go to the doctor. We're already experiencing this. The ones that are awake, we know. We can't experience life in the matrix. We had to step out because we wouldn't, you know what? It hasn't happened yet. It's gonna happen. You better be ready. All right, so that's it. I'm gonna leave you with that. You guys have to go do your own homework. There's a ton of stuff on the decodes. Go listen to them, check it out and see what we're saying. Come to your own conclusions, do your own research, but tune out of all that bad garbage, mental radio stuff, all those bad frequencies, tune out of it, stop it. Stop feeding your addiction to bad, wrong, fake news. All those truthers, those YouTubers, donate. Don't do that. Stop it. Go to God. Listen to him. You don't need an intercessor, all right? And check out what POTUS is saying. And you don't need anybody else telling you what to think. There are some people out there trying to help you. We're going to be talking with a few, one of them this week. And I have another friend that I'm going to be inviting back to the podcast. He was already on here. I won't say who it is, but another friend of mine is going to be coming back to talk about what's up and what's happening. So that was it for today's Monday Matters. We will be doing some different things with Monday Matters, like I said, so hang in there. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Tomorrow we're going to stick to Secrets of the Celebrities. I'm going to tell you guys some stuff that I can talk about, some stuff I can't. And then Wednesday, we've got a wonderful feature all the way over from Scotland. Patty Fitzmichael. We'll be hearing from him this Tuesday on A Fistful of Laughs, because laughter is the best medicine. Thursday, you're going to hear from one of my favorite people on this planet right now on Health Matters. And then Friday, we're going to be doing a little bit different programming this Friday and Saturday. There's going to be something coming up this Friday and Saturday. Sunday, we're going to finish off Revelation, because I got two more chapters in Revelation to go, even though we're not at the end of Revelation yet. I kind of wish we were, but I can't fast forward the show fast enough, folks. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to click, copy, and share this podcast. This podcast is fully available, especially the more controversial. More controversial ones are available on Rumble only, and I'll do snippets of them here because we don't want to get kicked off the air. You can also find the controversial full vlogcasts, not this one, full vlogcasts. This is just a podcast and audio recording on DelaraEssengill.blog. I also want to take this time and let you guys know, don't wait till the last minute. There's all sorts of bad frequencies out there that are affecting you, like 5G, okay? Things are radiating you in your house. It's true. Get a little radiation detector. I call it an EMF protector, radiation protector, right? Tells you what's radiating you. My laptop, my computer, my iPad, all sorts of equipment that I have for this show. God forbid your microwave, your router. Please don't tell me you have a television set. Your neighbor might have a satellite dish over there and blasting CNN 24/7. You might have a wall separating you. I used to live in San Francisco. There was a wall separating everybody in the city. You don't even know what's out there. Get yourself a 5G protection device. Get yourself a SomaVedic. Put that thing in your house, plug it in, and forget about it. When are you going to wait? When are you going to get that? You're going to wait till the last minute when somebody tells you you've got some kind of a health problem? You want to check out the studies on their site. Check out the link in the podcast description. SomaVedic, D-I-L-A-R-A. My code gets you 10% off your purchase price. They have a bunch of stuff there, but I have the Vedic. If you have a bigger house, you might want to get the gold or the platinum one. If you have a big home, I don't have a big home. I'm kind of grateful that I don't have a big home. I used to live in a big home. Oh my God. I don't know what I would do with a big home right now, but I'm in a place where there's a lot of people. So I want to make sure that I'm protected from 5G. Now we're talking about nuclear stuff. Now, I got some information on that, but I'll save that for next week, all right? I don't think there's a real huge nuclear threat that's going to happen. I don't think that. I don't believe in that. I think it's a narrative. If you listen to somebody that was here on the show, John D'Souza, go back and listen to that show. John told you why this whole nuclear story has come up. So please go back and listen to that. You'll hear what John has to say. And I think we'll get into that some other time because we're at the end of this podcast, but all of these types of radiation frequencies, radio frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, RFs, they can affect the human body. They affect our blood erythrocyte sedimentation ratio, our blood rate, our circulation. Inflammation is the number one killer. That's what it does. Just boom. Imagine if you just get blasted with that. What happens? You literally explode. But that's not what's going to happen. But you want to mitigate the effects of even what your cell phone is doing to you. So get yourself a SomaVedic, plug it into your house, and forget about it. It'll improve your sleep. My model actually structures my water. And you don't have to do anything else. You just leave it plugged in. You can also protect yourself if you don't want to spend money on a SomaVedic right now, but I would highly recommend you save up and get one. You can check out Mission Darkness Faraday bags. You can even go to Amazon. I don't get anything from Amazon. Go to Amazon, get yourself a little bag. If you're going to spend more than $100, use my code on their site. They have more stuff on their site than they do on Amazon, but get yourself a little phone bag. Drop that phone in there. Turn it off. Roll it up. And get rid of those frequencies. Don't put the phone next to your head. Just don't do that. Get a blanket for somebody who's pregnant. Use a blanket. Put the blanket between the baby and the laptop. I can't tell you how many pregnant women I see holding a laptop. I've seen this at a doctor's office. I was mind blown. Mind blown. Lady with an iPad with a baby. I'm like, oh my God. But what can you do? What can you do? You need CBD oil? Get some CBD oil for anti-inflammation. You get half off. This gentleman has offered you guys half off. All these links are in the podcast description. I'm not going to go into them anymore. You can check it out yourself. All the coupon codes are there. And these companies are Patriot-owned, like OP2 Labs. They have collagen. Collagen is a great stock-up for an emergency. If there's an emergency and a food shortage, guess what? You take a scoop or two of collagen, mix it up in water. It's the same as having a steak. Wouldn't you rather just mix up some collagen and have it in your go bag or in your closet? If there's some kind of 2-week power outage, how are you going to eat? What are you going to intake? You want to stay healthy? These are all things that I use. Check them out in the podcast description. Discount codes are available. God bless you guys. And don't forget to copy and click and paste this URL into some social media platform or share it with somebody else. At least one person is all I ask. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be back. Thank you for letting me have this time off. God bless you, Patriots. Where we go one, we go all.